Right now, I am speaking with George. He's going to be one of the first members in the new 100K Club we are starting. And like I've been saying in all these videos, the goal is just to try to learn a little bit more about the people behind the usernames on Discord, with the goal of being maybe more comfortable sharing in that group so everyone can continue to grow their businesses together. So we spoke for a couple minutes before we started recording. But George, just want to say congratulations on what you've done so far. I think it's awesome. Anytime anybody, you know, not just starts something, but keeps pushing and puts in work every day, like I saw you said you've been doing. So really, you know, love to see exactly where you are right now and where you can go with this. And I'm curious if you remember kind of how you started with this journey, maybe what you were doing before it and what your initial store build process looked like up to your first sale.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I started right in the middle of COVID. You know, I've seen dropship lifestyle community for many years before COVID, but I was in a pretty, I was in the sports industry. Working a lot of extra hours outside of the 9 to 5. So my commitment to be able to pursue something else, like building an e-com website, was very limited. And then when COVID happened, I was able to change jobs. I have a lot of time back, and I was able to pursue this journey full steam ahead. And so I remember joining the course February 2021, and I never looked back since then. I've worked every single day from February to my official store launch, August 2021. Just going through the modules, at least one module per day, making sure I take the action items one step at a time, and cross something off the list to, you know, to at least open the store, run the store. And the biggest thing, it looks like a lot when you just join. But if you just take it day by day and just start checking things off one at a time, you will undoubtedly get to your store launch. And that was really cool. And then, you know, within a couple of weeks, got a sale.
Nice. Yeah. And I think that is like such a good, important thing for people to hear too, just continuing to take action, because everybody wants to start fast, right? Like I do too, but at any speed, as long as you're making progress every day, your goal will be reached. It's the people that I think sometimes give up too soon are the ones that try to do everything in a few days. And, you know, they're like, I'm not making money yet. Okay. On to the next thing. So, I think that's an important message, at least for beginners out there that maybe are in that phase of like, I don't want to do this, but just do a little thing every day. And it does, it can compounds on itself and builds over time. That's interesting too. You said, you know, from when you first launched, it was about a few weeks to your first sale. One thing that I've noticed on these calls I've been doing again for the past week or so is that seems to be a very common theme where people will launch their stores, they'll get their Google ads running. And I keep hearing like, and it's interesting hearing it now because this was like in the past for everybody. And obviously sales are very consistent now, but consistently hearing, you know, 2 weeks went by, 3 weeks went by, and people kind of just had this blind faith, like started to get a little nervous, like, I hope this works. And then a sale would come in. And then, you know, after that, maybe a week later, another sale, and then maybe by the next month, a couple sales a week, and maybe by month three, maybe a sale a day. And there just seems to be this phase where Google is basically learning where to show your products, what keywords to show for. And I'm curious, is that what it looked like for you? Like after that first sale, was it consistent, or how did it grow from there?
Yeah, so for me, it was a little slow. You know, obviously, I started going into the fourth quarter of 2021. So I got two big sales within the first couple of weeks, and I was like, it's working. Yeah. And then once October came and November, yeah, it was probably once every couple of days. So it kind of took that week and then kind of shrunk it once every couple of days. And at that point, you know, I didn't have many suppliers or many products. So it was, and then going into Q4, I was being very careful about going too fast. But it definitely condensed the time frame Google was optimizing for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, so then I realized like, okay, you know, I did a $10,000 month in my second month, and I was like, okay, we got something here.
Yeah, that's great, especially when you are, like you said, like even trying to, you know, not rush through things or not ramp up too fast. And even like you said, with limited suppliers and products at that point, that's awesome. And I think it's good for everybody to not try to go too big. Even like, you know, this in the blueprint, when I'm talking about like beginning ad budgets and whatnot, you know, some people come into this with not much money to spend. Some people come into this and they have, you know, whatever, they have a lot of money and they're like, oh, I want to start and spend all this money on ads. Like, no. Let Google Learn, start small and then ramp up. There's no point to just blow through money trying to go too big too fast and then putting yourself in the red. So I think that's a good message for everybody too. And just like the final question I've been asking everybody on these, you know, now I guess you said, I think February 2021. And so it's been a couple of years, but over that time, is there anything that stands out to you maybe as like an inflection point in the business, something that you changed or something that kind of changed the trajectory of the business for the better that you think might benefit other people to hear?
Yeah, actually. Yeah. There's one thing. Well, first of all, I'd like to say like, I've done a lot of research and I have a business background. I have MBA and entrepreneurship expertise and stuff. And I have to say that the blueprint built the foundation of this e-commerce business so well that if something does go wrong or you are changing and pivoting constantly, the foundation of what the blueprint is laid out is a real business. Like, It is, you know, I've had times where I've had to like turn ads off and this and that, but I have a pretty good SEO presence. And so there's still organic traffic that comes in for certain products of mine that can sustain. And so if you really look at this as a business, it's very legitimate. And so I guess the biggest inflection point for me was after about 6-7 months in, I did join the mentorship program for 6 months. It was like a package. So you get the mentorship, the done for you website, which I created my website first, but Laura upgraded it and did some different, revamping of some images. And it won that I haven't gotten. I've gotten so many compliments about my website for the last 2 years, just because it looks really good. But the mentors were, I have every single note from every single mentor call I still reference. They were invaluable. I mean, these mentors really know their stuff and they've been through what we've been through. But along with that, they really helped me understand how everything works from connecting things and really building everything up that, okay, even if something does go wrong, you can still have your business and get organic traffic. And that's what has been great for me because, some of my products just they're not great on Google Ads, but they are great organic. And I rank on the first, second page for some of these. That's been a major turning point.
I love that. And I love that you said you still like reference your notes from that. I do the same thing. So whenever I don't do it often, maybe once a year, twice a year, there'll be like some type of mastermind or meetup. And I take tons of notes as well. And I still I have notebooks that, you know, just randomly, I'll just pull out and just read through, and you pick up on things again too, or things you might have not even implemented the first time because you were on. There were some other great ideas, so I think that's a really good tip for everybody too. Like, there's always more you can pull out of probably what you've learned already. So even just going back through different trainings or referencing notes from previous calls is definitely helpful. And I like that you mentioned SEO too, because one thing I've been asking everybody on these calls, we talked about a little bit before we recorded, but like things that people are currently working on in their business. And maybe 80% of the calls I've had so far are from people that are currently focusing on optimizing their site for search even more. So specifically product pages, collections, and trying to get more of a split between paid and organic. And, many people that have done that already that are seeing great results, some people that are kind of just getting into that now. So I think that'll be a good topic in the 100K group, probably like one of the first topics maybe everybody dives in together. And I think some good tips can be shared there. So I like that you're already doing it. And hopefully we can all connect about that in the group.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Awesome. So I'll just say again, George, congratulations and everything. Definitely looking forward to having you in this group. And nice work.
Thank you.
What's up, everybody? Anton Crilly here again, just hopping on to say I hope you got value and at the very least some motivation to build your own high-ticket dropshipping store with Dropship Lifestyle. If you did, be sure to subscribe to the podcast if you're not already, and please do leave a review. It means a lot and I read them all. Also, if you are a member of Dropship Lifestyle who has done over 100K in sales, you are eligible to join our 100K club for free.
All you need to do is send an email to support@dropshiplifestyle.com and my team will let you know what to do. I'll post that information in this podcast description. And if for some reason you're listening and you are not yet a member of Dropship Lifestyle, I would definitely encourage you to register for a brand new free training that I am hosting at dropshipwebinar.com. Link for that will be in the description as well. And if you do want to use Shopify and get a very special deal for Dropship Lifestyle subscribers, I will also post a link to that in the description. So check that out. Thank you. I appreciate you. Stay motivated, keep working, and I will talk to you in the next episode of the Dropship Lifestyle Podcast. See everybody.